Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So is marijuana bad or not? It's a question that keeps coming up. And overall, society thinks marijuana is good. They should decriminalize it, legalize marijuana, not be thrown in jail for marijuana, use it to study medical applications. But we have other health experts and public policy and public health policy officials saying, guys, we've gotten marijuana wrong. We're seeing some bad things happen with marijuana. Psychoses, that woman stabbed her boyfriend 108 times after doing a bong. We need to rein this in. And as a physician, I've said this before. Whenever politics gets involved, we screw it up. Now, I want marijuana study for medical applications. I want us to figure out what properties it has that could be used for good. And even though I voted to legalize it in Nevada, I was very naive to think that we would have an infrastructure in place by the time the laws made it to fruition. And instead, I smell marijuana while people are driving. I mean, this is in the middle of a highway. In the middle of a highway, in the desert, I could smell huge concentrations of pot. Meaning, if I could smell it going 65 miles an hour in the middle of a desert, you know that the concentration in that one vehicle had to have been astronomical. Kids are telling me their parents are high while driving them. We're seeing kids get exposed to it, drop out of school. Look at how many people are like, eh, no big deal if I don't go in today. So what if I get fired? We need to kind of relook at what we're doing here. So Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing five Texas cities over their decriminalization of marijuana. And I do not support throwing people in jail for having a roach or a dupe. I think jail should be for people who are violent, for people that are a menace to society that can hurt others. But unfortunately, when somebody does marijuana and has cannabis-induced psychosis, okay, that could be huge. Now, isn't public drunkenness or certain levels of alcohol intoxication a concern in the legal system? I'm not exactly sure all the different state laws, but you can't drink, get drunk, and then get into a fight. Now, you might, the criminal penalties might just only start racking up after the fight and not so much you getting drunk, but you know, these are things that we don't necessarily have resolved for alcohol, let alone marijuana. So in a Wednesday press release, the Office of the Attorney General said it was suing the cities for instructing police not to enforce Texas drug laws concerning possession and distribution of marijuana. The drug, he said, is one that psychologists have increasingly linked to psychosis and other negative consequences. So how I look at that is it should be voter driven. If the voters want marijuana legal, they vote illegal. If the voters don't, it's not. Now, I think most voters are voting to legalize it because they want one less law that could be coming against them. But if there are legalization measures that are starting to take hold nationally or across the nation, maybe not federally, but nationally, there needs to also be those caveats of You know, what happens if they do commit a crime while on marijuana? Now, in California, I think it was California, the woman that stabbed her boyfriend 108 times and killed him, she only got community service because the judge said she was under the influence when it happened. Now, if a person who kills somebody in a DUI goes to jail, why isn't anybody who uses marijuana going to jail if they killed somebody? So somebody needs to figure out before we do mass legalization what the plan is for induced psychosis, for children having access to it, because unfortunately we've had children and poison control center calls skyrocket because parents aren't keeping it away from kids. You know, we used to lock alcohol up into a liquor cabinet. People don't do that anymore. So kids have, but if a kid has access to parents' liquor, they're contributing to the delinquency of a minor. There's charges. What happens to a parent whose kid reaches for a brownie or an edible? And these edibles are little, cute, gummy-looking things that look just like candy. So, in Austin, a 2020 city council resolution directed police not to press charges against those caught with less than 4 ounces of marijuana. 5 cities targeted include Austin, San Marcos, Killeen, Elgin, and Denton, which have enacted laws decriminalizing marijuana 1 to 3 years ago. So, not sure exactly why the lawsuit is happening now, but this is another example of the state, the cities, the government. You know, not everybody is on the same page. And I'm not anti-marijuana. I am anti-lack of public infrastructure and city infrastructure to manage things. Do we have enough mental health facilities for the cannabis-induced psychosis? I have people call all the time saying, I'm throwing up, I can't stop throwing up. And I go, when was the last time you used marijuana? They said, today. I tried to calm down the vomiting. If you're throwing up when you use marijuana, it's actually going to make it worse. The only way to stop the vomiting is to stop the marijuana. So they won't stop vomiting, so I have to send them to ER. You know, what are those numbers like? How many beds are unavailable to people who need them for heart disease and stroke because of marijuana-related medical conditions? So I want to study it. I think there's a lot of medicinal applications for marijuana, whether it comes to pain, insulin sensitivity. But right now, it's kind of a free-for-all. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. I'm sorry, Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of my listeners wants to know what is up with results that are coming up over the phone or coming up on the computer, but they can't talk to their doctor about them, so now they're freaking out that they have these test results. So some of you have noticed that you are now able to access your blood tests, your mammogram results, your colonoscopy biopsies, your genetic testing early on, which I think is fabulous, to be honest. But there's some drawbacks. And some patients are freaking out and they can't get a hold of their doctor because the results have come back. And so this is starting to be a little bit of a mess. And in fact, as quickly as legislation is going out to give patients easy access to their labs, there's also legislation trying to be passed to limit the labs going out for at least 72 hours until a doctor can look at them and contact the patient themselves. So what's the answer? Now, on the outset, anytime I do a test, I want to know what the results are. I don't want to wait for a doctor who can't see me for months or a nurse who won't call me back. I want to be able to see my results. But then again, I'm a doctor. I can understand the results. What if you can't understand your results? What do you do? Well, what's been happening is people have been calling telemedicine. So they'll call telemedicine saying, look, my doctor did this. I have these results. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, it looks like you might be iron deficient. There might be a chance you are B12 deficient. You might have early diabetes. I would do a follow-up blood test. If your doctor can't see you right away, then maybe go to urgent care. So rather than one doctor being involved in your care, now multiple doctors are. So some of the examples of people saying that this was a bad idea for people to have access is Dr. David Gerber, a Dallas-based oncologist, said he had patients learn about their cancer diagnosis from a smartphone notification made in the middle of a business dinner, or while reading a bedtime story to a three-year-old, or during rush hour commute. One patient's spouse went to the emergency room for an anxiety attack after misinterpreting her husband's CT scan. Now, Dr. Gerber has testified before Texas legislative committees on behalf of the Texas Medical Association in support of a bill that would give healthcare providers 72 hours to contact patients before the test results related to cancer or genetic diseases are released to them. Now, the bill has not been signed into law, but it is expected to be looked at during a special session. Similar legislation is being looked at in Kentucky and California. So apparently, this push to release information and allow patients access to their labs, which I completely understand as well, goes back to a broad law called the 21st Century Cures Act, and this is being reported by the Wall Street Journal. This has streamlined drug development and designated money for medical research, among other things, but it included a provision that went to effect in 2021 that requires patients get their health information without delay. The aim was to make sure that patients had easy, immediate access to their health records, which, I mean, to me, it is your property. The only problem is if you expect your doctor to be ready at the drop of the hat, then it's going to be very frustrating for you. This month, the federal government started enforcement of that requirement with penalties up to $1 million for technology developers and networks found to be in violation. Other penalties are being developed for doctors and hospitals who violate the law. That's what I hate about laws. It just puts more people into, you know, at risk. Most doctor groups are generally supportive. It has led to unnecessary patient anxiety. Dr. Jack Resnick, chair of the Department of Dermatology at UC San Francisco, says sometimes the pathology or radiology result could look worse than it is. Now, there are certain conditions that sound, like a lipoma, a tumor of the fat. Well, it's not a liposarcoma. Liposarcoma is malignant. A lipoma can be benign. Somebody looks at oma and goes, oh, that's a tumor. Congestive heart failure. That sounds like your heart is a failure. Scary. Now, congestive heart failure can be scary, but your heart obviously is still working if you're being able to read the test result. So, you know, we have to be really, really careful when somebody reads, you know, x-ray consistent with signs of congestive heart failure. Somebody is going to freak out until the doctor calls them back. And one issue medical offices are having is they don't have the time or the ability to get to everybody with their tests. Now, we used to call, in my practice, we used to call patients back. We just couldn't. And how do I know? And would leave messages. You know, patient wasn't always there. Then would leave a message. Then they'd call back, or they'd call back at night. So we'd call them back in the morning. They were at work. You know, so I told everybody, look, if I'm going to be doing blood work on you, make a follow-up in a week. This way you don't have to wait 3 months. If you're doing blood work today, your follow-up will be next week or 3 days from now, and we'll go over everything. This way I can make sure, one, they were getting my advice, because sometimes the nurses couldn't interpret the results also. And so whenever I did see, I would always look at the labs, and I would tell the nurse, have them follow up. You could tell them there is something concerning, but we don't think it's dangerous, but we still need them to follow up so we could talk about it. And I had to have to give, you know, as much information to the nurse as possible to help. But honestly, how it used to be is if you did labs or blood work or tests, you would follow back up with the doctor for the results. Now, and I understand it, people can't wait for their doctor. I mean, my being able to be available 2-3 days later, or to be able to call the patient back, that was amazing. You don't see that anymore now. But then again, I was at the office at 6 a.m., didn't go home until 10 at night, never saw my kids grow up. It's all about work-life balance now. So doctors are like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to spend hours calling patients back for free. Yeah, they should come in, see me, and then I could do something about the lab. Let's say I need to do a follow-up on their blood test. Your iron looks low. I want to run an iron panel. I could do that during the office hours. I can't do that after hours at night. There was a telemedicine company that had said, if we order blood work, you need to, within 2 hours of the results coming in, be available for free to review the blood work with the patient. Now, what if they don't get their blood work back till 10 at night and you're already in bed, or the results come in at 1 in the morning? To be available within 2 hours of them getting their labs, doctors are like, I can't do that. I don't want to order the labs then. So one thing I'm concerned about is if on a federal level, they are going to penalize doctors for not being available within 3 days of labs, you might have some doctors not then order labs. Say, look, you know, if you're diabetic, just go to the endocrinologist. If you think you have a tumor or in the lungs, go to the pulmonary doctor, let them order the test. Because if there is no guarantee that you're going to be available, or you might be out of town, or you might be asleep, who knows? You might be having, you know, a surgical, and your staff might not be doing their job, or your staff might be overwhelmed and you get fined. What's going to happen is doctors are going to be like, I'm not going to order the tests. So, you know, this is tricky. I think people should have access to their labs. But if they do have access to their labs, they should, prior to doing the labs, get a follow-up appointment set up with the medical provider and say, look, I'm about to do blood work. I'm assuming I'm going to have questions. And the reason why we also did the follow-up is if I'm going to be doing your blood work because you're worried about something, we need to come up with the next plan. But it's expensive for people to go to the doctor 2 weeks in a row. So they want things done for free over the phone. I don't know what the answer is. It's not easy. But at least, if you could at least get your lab results, then you know if you have something serious, you could at least go to an urgent care or call a telemedicine company to review them. So I'd rather you have it than not. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. After a Boeing 737 MAX door blew off early into a flight earlier this month, the FAA has been investigating the company to ensure planes are safe for flight. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
What we want to make sure, and what FAA wants to make sure, and it is their top priority.
There were no injuries during the initial blowout, but the entire 737 MAX 9 fleet was grounded pending investigations. 12 suspects were arrested by federal law enforcement officials in a major international drug bust dubbed Operation Dead Hand. United States Attorney Martin Estrada providing details about how the fugitives were able to smuggle drugs through the U.S. and Canada.
Underscores that drug trafficking is a global problem, not a local one.
The bust was carried out through a joint operation by the FBI, Los Angeles Police Department, and other law enforcement agencies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you asked, are doctors' offices and hospitals victims of similar crimes that were seen hitting retail, etc.? Have I ever been broken into? And so interestingly, I didn't have a lot of things in my office that people wanted. So I didn't have narcotics. Doctors' offices would get robbed for narcotics. And we had a stat kit to save people's lives, and there was Valium in it, but a nurse stole the Valium. And we figured it was her because she kept asking me if she could order supplies for the office and how we need to stock with Valium. And then when I was like, so she stole it from the chat. We fired her. Fascinating enough, when we checked the references, because people ask, how do you hire these people? And did you check the references? I did. I actually called myself when I had hired her, calling the references, and I remember what happened is when I said, hi, I'm here to check the reference of a blankety-blank person, right? A Miss blah, blah, blah. So the person said, hold on. And then they kept me on hold. And then they came back 5 minutes later, and they said, hire her. She is fantastic. Hire her. Full support. She's amazing. So I'm like, oh, okay. So we hired her. Well, apparently, your references get stuck paying for their unemployment until somebody else hires them. So no wonder they were so emphatic about telling me to hire her. So, you know, come on. So you got to be careful. But luckily in our medical office, we closed it before the crime really got bad. But I do remember that the commercial property that we had rented from, apparently people went through the walls, the drywall, office to office, stealing electronics. And you saw everybody with the same size hole in their offices. Because if you touch the glass or open the door, it would set off the alarm. But if there were no motion sensors, people broke through. And I remember a whole bunch of offices near us within the building got hit. We were pretty lucky. But then again, we really don't have much. Now, nowadays, it could be different because people could sell things on eBay and stuff. Well, we're being told that Denny's is shuttering their only location in Oakland after more than being open 54 years. Why? Because of high crime. The location in Oakland, California was there for 54 years. But looks like that always open sign is going down. The restaurant is located at 601 Hagenberg Road, according to New York Post. And in a company memo, Denny's said the decision was not taken lightly. They said the safety and well-being of Denny's team members. Oh, did I say Disney? I meant Denny. Denny's team members and value guests is our top priority. Weighing those factors, the decision has been made to close the location. Now, it still retains a Bay Area location in Emeryville, California. But they said that, you know, the safety and well-being of their team members and valued guests is our top priority. Weighing those factors, the decision has been made to close this location, insinuating that they don't feel their staff is safe in that area, nor their customers. So they did urge people going to the Hayward, California, and Emeryville location, but they're closing that one down. In-N-Out has announced it would be closing its Oakland location in March due to rampant violent crime and theft. So local leaders and civil rights activists have blamed the city's policies for the closures. But interestingly, some Congress people are citing discrimination and racism. Democratic Representative Ayanna Pressley has condemned Walgreens for racial and economic discrimination for closing a pharmacy of theirs in Boston. As you know, Ayanna Pressley is part of the squad, who are very, very progressive and liberal. And she says that the chain was, quote, abandoning low-income communities with the most recent closing at Roxbury. Now, Walgreens has announced the closure of several stores nationwide due to what the company has described as rampant theft in some areas. CVS is closing a bunch of stores. I think Rite Aid. I have to double check. But this is something that sadly has been happening. But Pressley says the decision targets areas with significant minority populations, calling for the company to reconsider their decision instead. She said the closure is a part of a larger trend of abandoning low-income communities like the previous closures in Mattapan and Hyde Park, both in the Massachusetts 7th. So this is interesting. You know, I being a business owner, you know, I hate it when you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So if you're getting robbed in one store more than others, so you decide, you know what we'll do? We'll keep it open so we don't look discriminatory, but we're going to have to protect it can't be an open faucet of losing our supply or services. So we're going to have things behind counters. We'll have extra security so we could still keep it open despite the theft. Well, if you have things behind locked cabinets in one location but not another, that could also be considered discriminatory. Why are you locking things up in this community? So I think the lesser of the two evils is to just quit losing money and close the store completely. But it hurts those in certain communities that really need the pharmacy. I'm so grateful that we have a pharmacy on every corner so people can get their medication, get their injections, whatever they need. But, you know, it's not Walgreens' fault. I mean, if they're being robbed and they're going under and they have to pay higher wages and maternity leave and all that, something's got to give. And these companies are closing. But then to call them names, you know, why aren't city officials doing something about the crime? Walgreens has been one of the hardest hit chains by retail theft. They're planning to close 200 stores across the nation. And my guess is they're going to close the stores that are losing money. Why close a store that's making money? So which stores would be losing money? Those that are getting robbed. Now, sadly, if they are also providing medical services to those on Medicaid, and they're not having as many private insurer or cash pay, that could also affect communities that are more reliant on government help. And that's a concern that people are saying, that many of these pharmacies are making the money on Medicaid, you know, like they can in other areas. So, but theft obviously is a big issue when it comes to profits. And when we start to lose pharmacies kind of they're a healthcare access for many people. So this is the fourth one in Boston to close in a little over a year. Now, Walgreens said they would automatically transfer patient files and prescriptions to a Walgreens 1 mile away. But if that 1 mile away Walgreens keeps getting hit and robbed, then what happens? So you could only do so much. Last July, footage emerged of a Walgreens that had to resort to chaining freezers shut to stop shoplifters. Video shot by one potential shopper at Walgreens saw aisles after aisles of products locked away behind Perspex and glass. At one location, the freezer doors were entirely chained up because people were coming into the store to empty out the refrigerators. This is also in, you know, this is San Francisco. So unfortunately, a store could only do so much. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2 month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2 month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So articles such as this one, 10 medications linked to dementia, is causing a lot of people some distress because they look at the list going, uh-oh, I'm on the medication, I'm going to get dementia. So let's kind of work through the list, and I'll tell you guys why I don't want you to overly worry. But you should understand that medications that we take may have risk factors. But some of us need to take these medications so we don't get dementia. So that's why we need to be really, really careful with these articles. Now, the Hardy Soul does a very nice job talking about the 10 medication classes. But like I said, There's some caveats to it, and I don't want people freaking out. So as you know, dementia is a condition that affects our memory, our overall brain function, and none of us want to get that. If we're able to outlive the cancer and the heart disease, we don't want to start losing our minds. And unfortunately, there are certain things that we have control of and certain things we don't have control of. Alzheimer's is the most common cause of dementia. But we're still learning about it to know, are there things we're doing or is it, you know, beyond our control? Well, we have a lot of evidence of certain medication classes that could have a role. So one such class of or a couple classes of medications are our anticholinergics and our antihistamines. These are medications that we use for overactive bladder, depression, allergies. So Benadryl. Benadryl is an anti-allergy drug. Some of you take it whenever you have allergies or get hives, or you take it to sleep in your Tylenol PM. The over-the-counter antihistamines like diphenhydramine has been associated with an increased risk of dementia. Now, just because you take one doesn't mean you're going to get dementia, per se. But if you take Tylenol PM all the time to sleep, you might be getting more than you should. So you got to look at that. Benzodiazepines, your Valium, your Ativan, your Klonopin, Temazepam, Xanax. These are things that have been linked to increased risk of dementia. So if you are taking those regularly to sleep, now somebody could say, but Dr. Dahlia, right, which I say all the time, I talk to myself, maybe because these people aren't sleeping, they're at higher risk for dementia. Could be. But which came first, the chicken or the egg? Are people that have trouble sleeping already more at risk for dementia? Or is their lack of sleep or their inability to sleep a sign of dementia? But until we know 100%, if you're on any of these medications regularly, you got to think twice. Another medicine people are on religiously are the proton pump inhibitors for stomach acid and GERD and reflux. We have seen proton pump inhibitors related to cancer, related to pneumonia, related to bone loss, and dementia and cognitive decline. It's recommended that you don't be on these long-term. Antidepressants. Certain types of antidepressants, like the tricyclics, have been linked to higher levels of dementia. Also, some of those cause sleepiness. So again, maybe it's people trying to use those to sleep. Antipsychotic medications for bipolar schizophrenia have also been linked to dementia. And then straight out, they talk about the sleeping pills. Let's say you take Zolpidem, Ambien. That has been linked to an increased risk of dementia. Statins. Now, this is going to freak people out. Many of you are taking a statin for your cholesterol. There has been some evidence suggesting that a statin may be associated with a higher risk of dementia. However, if you have high cholesterol, that could put you at risk for dementia. So I'm not telling you to go off your statin. You need to talk to your medical provider about these, and obviously you need to be watched for that. But, you know, if you're at risk for a heart attack or stroke, or, vascular dementia or multi-infarct dementia, you're going to need the statin. But they've listed that as studies suggesting there could be associated risk. But see, this is another, which came first, the chicken or the egg. Somebody with high cholesterol may already be on the road to dementia. So is it that they were on the statin use or they were going to get it anyway? You know, there's been studies saying statin use is linked to diabetes. Well, the average diabetic had high cholesterol 10 years prior to them being diagnosed with diabetes. So if you took the statin because you had, were you going to get the diabetes anyway? Because if you're not metabolizing your cholesterol right, you weren't also going to not probably metabolize your sugar right. So it's one of those things where I don't know if it's associative or causative. No. Now, pain medications, long-term use of opioids for chronic pain can cause dementia. NSAIDs, chronic ibuprofen. Chronic anti-inflammatories, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories also have been found to risk dementia. Now, again, if you're in pain and you don't want to leave the house and all you want to do is lie in bed because you're in pain, I think that's going to also increase your risk of dementia. So we need to outweigh the benefits versus the risks. If you're able to go for a run and exercise and be out there and eat healthy because you've been able to calm your headache down with an anti-inflammatory once in a while, I'd rather you do that than lie in bed all day, you know, trying to fight the pain. So something to think about. Medications for bladder control, such as oxybutynin and other sorts of anticholinergics, can be related to that. And then steroids. So many people are asking for Medrol dose packs and prednisone and steroids, you know, whether we use it for asthma, arthritis, autoimmune disease, sore throats, people use it for their COVID. You got to be careful with those. Those are also linked to cognitive decline. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, you basically just listed every single medicine out there. Well, no, I didn't. I did not mention Viagra. I did not mention antibiotics. Yeah, this is a list that was brought, you know, that was put together by the Hardy Soul, which was a nice list. But it what this list reminds us, because I don't want to scare people, is you need to be actively taking care of your brain and your mind. You need to eat healthy. You need to exercise. You need to get sufficient sleep. If you have to rely on medication to make you healthy, you're probably already at higher risk of dementia. So try to help the medicine along by doing healthy lifestyles. You might be able to get off some of your medication. You need to monitor your cognitive function. You know, us forgetting our keys or forgetting something when we go to a store, we might joke about it on Facebook, but that could be a sign of some early cognitive issues. If you don't have to be on medication for, let's say, bladder control, and you could do Kegel exercises, try that. If you don't always need pain medication, but you can get a massage or do physical therapy or chiropractic, consider that. If you don't need to take a medicine to sleep, but you could do a warm lavender bath, try that. Try some non-pharmacological alternatives if you can. Always go over your medications and the latest data. Don't forget about a medication you're always on. Don't lie to your doctor and say, oh, I just started the medicine. Give me another 90 days. Tell the doctor you've been on it 3-4 years. The only way to help fight dementia is to identify it and prevent it and then deal with it once you have it. And sadly, there's a lot of things that we could be doing that, you know, I think a big thing is our sleep apnea. If we're not getting proper oxygen in our sleep to the brain, I think that's going to help lead to dementia. And so for those of us that have sleep apnea, we've got to get it treated. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.